see, check, check. I think we're there.
You like it?
Can you hear Cody say something?
Hey, say something.
All right. Here we go. All right, guys. Well, this is episode number 2. Maybe I should call this episode 1.0 or 1.1 because depending on the situation and how it all pans out tomorrow, I might not publish this one.
Right.
just
it wasn't certain, planned. It was not planned.
This is definitely not a planned episode.
It's a B-side.
It's a B-side, plan B. I don't know what
plan B is a good word for it. Yeah. Girls might call this plan B.
Yeah, well.
Well, anyway, so, introduce us.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. So, guys, hello and welcome, everybody. We've got, I've got two guests with me today. I've got former bandmates, one of my friends, Ernie Vasquez. Say hello, Ernie.
Hello.
And then a davishly handsome Cody Coggins. Cody, say hi.
Hello.
And just so everybody knows, it's very uncomfortable for Ernie and I because we're both overweight and Cody's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit, it's mildly uncomfortable.
Yeah. I can hear how sexy he is without his shirt.
Yeah. And I'm also going to add, you know, it seems like every time you guys come over, Cody's never wearing a shirt inside my house. Ever. Yeah. I'm going to bring it up now, Cody. Just an observation. But whatever.
It's not just you guys.
No. All right. So also, I'm going to have to apologize because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of, the volume's going to be a little bit loud and there might be a little bit more echo than normal. I'll try and fix that in editing, but.
Is this how you recorded the first
episode? No. Well, because, so I have two microphones and there's two of you using one microphone. I had people talking really close to the mic.
So, that sounds good. I want to do that.
Shorty balls. You want the shorty balls? Shorty balls. But the problem is with two people with only one, two people sharing a mic, right. That might not
so
work.
So you're going to need to speak
I'll
up to the
speak
mic.
Speak up to the mic. That's okay.
Okay. Well, you know, let's
no, no. You know, it'll be good. It'll be good.
It'll be all right.
Well,
maybe don't touch the mic. It's expensive.
It's a nice piece of equipment.
So, all right. So what brought us together tonight? So you guys are in Band of Bandits, a phenomenal band out of San Antonio, playing all over the state of Texas and all over. Don't point. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I do this for a living. Playing all over the state.
I want the world to know.
Yeah, I know.
The world to know.
Don't exactly. Try. Don't try and outbase me with the.
I want the world to know.
Oh,
dude.
I'm gonna have to edit all of this shit out, and none of this is gonna work. All right. So, anyways. All right. So, you guys came in town. You guys are. You're playing all over the state of Texas. You have an EP. That you're promoting five song EP. I have a copy of it on Spotify. Actually, I paid for a copy. I actually bought one on iTunes so that it could be one of those guys.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
And I'm not gonna lie. It sounds phenomenal. It sounds really, really good. I was really happy with what you guys did. So Band of Bandits, for everybody that's listening to my podcast, there's probably more Band of Bandits fans than there are Lifesplaining podcast fans, but. For those that aren't, hop over to Band of Bandits and throw them a like. Yeah, they're very good. So you guys came in town to play a gig. We were supposed to try and do a joint gig with my band on Saturday, but that didn't work out. Our singer was on her spring break and she wanted to bang her boyfriend, so we couldn't do that. Yeah. So
I hear. A lot of things.
Yeah. So
just kidding. So no, it just didn't work out. So schedule wise, so
it didn't work.
We're
out.
Here, and I'm so thankful that you were able to make our show tonight.
Yeah. So you know, Bob texted me about it today earlier. I think this was today or maybe it was yesterday. He texted me about it, and I was like, oh, or he called me. No, he called me last night, and I actually forgot because we tried to do the booking a long time ago, and so I actually forgot. And I was like, you know, you guys are playing at the Heights, and you know, Houston. So in San Antonio, you probably think, all right, well, Lenny lives in Houston. There's a bunch of people that live in Houston. The problem is, like. I live in Katy. I have, you know, I think Bob's cousin or whatever lives in Baytown, or Ernie's family lives in Kingwood.
Yeah.
These towns are like 60 miles, well, not 60 miles, but like 30 miles apart. So it's not a very convenient and quick thing to do to like, oh, I'm just going to, hey, listen, I'm going to go check out the band, get in the car. It's like, no, listen, you know, pack some water, some snacks, because it's a fucking hour drive.
No, you're totally right. I mean,
bring the first aid kit.
Yeah, bring the first aid kit. Yeah.
Being from San Antonio, you think, I mean, people come to visit you, hey, we're going to be here. I'm like, well, we're going to go to this place. Well, it's 30 minutes. Out of towners were thinking, 30 minutes is a long drive. It's too far.
You know what?
But we get used to it.
Let me ask you. Yeah. So the thing that I noticed when I lived in San Antonio is you just dealt with the fact that you had to drive. Like, Like, if you were going to go to SeaWorld, motherfucker, you're going to SeaWorld. It's a 30-minute drive. Like, you just fucking prepare yourself for it. In Houston, people hate driving. And I think, in general, people in Houston hate people, other people, just in general, that they don't want to be on the road with them, especially in traffic. So so people tend to stay in their own little bubbles.
Well, you live in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So you know that, traffic. So you don't think that, I mean, Houston being couple times bigger than San Antonio, that traffic would
be better?
No. You would think that would be just slightly different.
Yeah, worse. It is. It's
and,
worse.
And then you get used to it. I mean, there's a difference, right?
You acclimate. I mean, the difference between Houston and San Antonio is there's sometimes, like, you can be driving at 10 o'clock at night and you get a fucking traffic jam in Houston. So that kind of sucks. Anyways, that's beside the point.
Anyway, we're coming over here. And we saw a truck trying to it into the traffic, right? And it happened to be a BMW, right?
Yeah.
And the truck just forced himself into it.
Yeah.
And the BMW was just like, oh, he swerved left. Like, he didn't want to make sure that...
Yeah, they're very aggressive. Very, very aggressive.
Oh my God, did you see that, Bob? Did you see that? And he's like, no, I didn't. Okay. I thought the guy was trying to force himself into it, but I guess... he just had an issue with the guy that he just wanted to just scare him.
Yeah.
And then he stayed in his lane.
So I'm going to call foul. Just drink some more whiskey.
Traffic rape.
And then we'll get back to that riveting story. So
Houston traffic.
Houston traffic sucks. Anyways, so you guys were playing a show, and I was happy to make it out. It's weird for me now because... so Cody is, how old are you now, Cody?
30,
single, women throwing themselves at you constantly.
Of all ages.
Yeah, tonight there were some elderly.
There were some wealthy elderly women.
Yeah, so why are you here?
That's true.
So, and then Ernie, you're 40.
I just turned 40
and
in February.
You're happily married. You have three kids that are older now.
Yeah.
And then I'm almost 40 and I have a 3-year-old and my wife, Amy, for now. For now, I should clarify, because after what happened tonight, we might have a different situation, different outcome tomorrow. Tomorrow is a completely different day. So, so you guys came in town, and you know, Bob had told me about it. And the thing with me is, and other parents that have like toddlers will know, like when you're dealing with toddlers, sleep is king. Like, sleep is the most important thing ever. The nap, the midday nap that your toddler gets is the most important thing that can happen. And your schedule revolves around your child's nap time. Also, putting her to bed is also crucial. So I'm kind of like, I'd like to think of myself as Joe Pesci in Casino. You remember how he always came home to have breakfast with his kid no matter what he was doing that night. He always came home to have breakfast with his kid. Like, no matter what happens, I really want to put Emma to bed. I want to be here to put Emma to bed. So, you know, people invite me to dinner. Hey, we're going to go to dinner at 8. I'm like, motherfucker, I can have a 3-year-old. I can't go to eat dinner at 8. Like, are you fucking kidding? When I was fucking single Cody age, yeah, dinner at 8, then we'll have drinks and da-da-da. No, fucking 8, Emma's in the bath, and I'm getting ready to put her to bed. So, you know, so tonight I was, you know, all right, well, I was telling Amy, like, hey, babe, the guy is going to be in town. And she's like, oh, you're trying to butter me up so you can go out and see him? And I was like, well, I guess. All right. I mean, if you want me to go, I'll go. If you insist, I'll go see him. And so, you know, we had dinner. We did takeout because I was doing some other shit. And then we did the routine with Emma. And it's very regimented. I've told this on the last podcast. Amy likes things fucking A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Planned out. Fucking she knows everything ahead of time. And we're going to come back to this because it's important for this. But she likes to know everything ahead. No surprises. I know very well. Like, the only time it was acceptable to surprise Amy was when I was proposing to her. After that, that was it. That was no more surprise birthday, surprise anniversary. No, fuck that. No. No surprises. She wants to know. She wants to plan. She wants to be prepared. So, yeah.
Which is funny about that, proposing and stuff like that, is that I proposed to my wife at our BVI gig.
Yeah, I heard the story about this.
And I was like, okay, I proposed
to her. Not a surprise.
And then... yeah, it really wasn't, because that was the perfect thing to do, right? No surprises there. Of course, she left it in this nap. I'm like, you know what? this is the top that it gets. It's never going to get better than this because we're in the Caribbean and we're in a $12 million estate and this and that type of thing. And we're doing everything backwards, which is fine. And which we got. It was hilarious. But I'm like, okay, this trip kind of ruined every coast beach.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever we're going to have, because it's never going to get better
than this. So, quick backstory. You guys were hired to play a benefit concert in the British Virgin Islands. Yes. When you say BVI,
yes.
It's the British Virgin Islands.
Yes, in Virgin Gorda.
Yeah, and you guys got hired by some fans that heard you in Austin insisted on you guys going. They paid for your airfare. I mean, all you had to make sure is you had passports, and even that was a close one with the drummer.
Exactly. That was very close.
Speaking of the drummer, he's not even here yet. He's going to get dropped off sometime in the middle of the night.
It's his birthday, and his family are in town. We're in town with his family, and they're making sure that he's celebrating his birthday.
So sufficiently drunk.
How old is he now?
36.
He's 35. I think he's 36, yeah.
36.
Yeah, so anyways.
Which is good. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad the 36-year-old has his family taking him out for drinks. It's noble. Anyways, so you guys got hired to play that British Virgin Islands gig, and it was all expenses paid. I mean, you guys got the first-class treatment, the airfare, everything. Beautiful private resort. Ernie, you're shaking your head like, God,
it's amazing.
So you had all this, I mean, just picturesque. I mean, just the best possible thing ever. And then you decided to propose your fiance or your girlfriend.
Well, I decided
at the time.
Way before that.
Well, yeah,
you know what the good thing is about it is that she was like, how did you plan on this? Well, I kind of planned on it because I knew it was going to happen, isn't that? And you wanted to go and this and that. But keeping the ring secret was something. I told Bob, hey, I'm not gonna be able to take this with me. So
the ring, ring. Why
so, not? Well, because she's gonna find out, and we're living together already, and this and that. So I told Bob, hey, can you hide the ring? Can you take it with you? You and Heidi, can you take the ring for me? And then
so Bob was a ring bearer.
Oh yeah, he was the ring bearer. Yeah, him and Heidi were.
And
hey, don't worry about it. If it happens to be where. Expection or whatever. Once we get there, hey, you're gonna go through your stuff. We'll go before you, and then this and that, so we won't be able to see it and stuff like that. So he was able to hide it, and sure enough, and we're there, and he gave me. It wasn't until the day of the it was the Saturday that we had done sound check. This and that.
Yeah.
The ladies had gone to the private beach, we did sound check, and he gave me the ring, and I hid it in my pocket, and I was holding it. I'm like, I hope it doesn't.
So, did you propose like before you played a song or before the concert started?
Yeah, I knew that she wasn't gonna fall for the whole like,
hey, come up on stage
type of thing, right, type of thing. So I didn't want to do that to her. But leading to that gig, it was a Saturday, I believe. We were all like, okay, we sound checked. The ladies were in the beach. They were at the estate, and then we did sound check. We went back. Her and I had our own little bungalow, and then our utility player Cleet and his wife had their own bungalow. Everyone else was at the main house,
right?
So you were off on your own secluded little private room,
basically.
So I'm like, okay, when am I gonna do it? When can I do it? Where she won't feel.
So let's get to the point to where you gave her the ring.
Like I'm trying to entice her to come over.
Come on out, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to see something. Look at the sun. Look at the moon.
Exactly, the moon's coming out.
The sun's setting. Yeah.
Exactly. Look how sexy I look out here in the balcony, type of thing, right?
By the way, Ruka, I'm going to stop. Cody looks like... I don't think anybody's ever looked less interested than Cody right now.
Cody's of course, it's not his story.
Story is like, well, you know, I had this one girl, and then the next day I had a different girl, and then the next weekend I had two new girls.
Well, he's not married.
Yeah.
When he gets married, then we'll come back over here.
Cody, just wait till you're married. You're going to love it.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't have to... have to worry about remembering all those girls' names and where they're from, and you don't have to pretend to be interested anymore, because, you know, once you're married, that's it. You know, it's done.
You don't have to be interested ever.
Game over.
Yeah. No more interested. You don't have to be interested ever.
Now, that's not true. That's not true. I didn't say that.
No, but you know what?
So you gave her the ring, and she said yes?
Yes, yeah. On the balcony of our little bungalow on the cliff, which was a fucking amazing fucking scene. So she was glad that I did it there.
Did you guys?
In front of everyone.
Oh, and everybody could see.
No. I did it in front of no one.
Oh, yeah.
Just
but then
us privately, very privately.
So, you know, when I was going to propose to Amy, you know, I was playing a lot of gigs with you guys, and I had thought, you know, well, maybe it would be good... Oh, yeah, Cody.
I'm on it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
By the way, I'm not gonna remember where any of this shit is, so I'm probably not gonna. I'm gonna miss editing all this bullshit out. Anyways, so Amy's the same way. Like I thought, oh yeah, I'll have her come up on stage in the middle of a song, like I'll play some fucking wicked bass solo, and I'm like, hey, marry me, bing, and like pop a ring out, but like. I knew that she wouldn't feel comfortable with me bringing her out. She wouldn't have wanted that kind of spectacle. No. So that's I'm totally with you on that. She, you know, I did it with Amy. It was a very private. But I was also kind of the same thing. Like I was like, fuck, I want to get him proposed. I want to get her out. So for Amy, I had bought. And it was very sweet. I thought it was a very sweet idea. I thought of it all on my own, and I was very happy with my decision because I'm pretty smart. But
of course,
You know, we just moved in not too long ago, and I knew I wanted to marry Amy within like the first week.
It was funny because when we were listening to that, I was like, oh yeah, it was a eye opener.
Yeah.
Into your also relationship.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, we hung out as boys and this and that, and we love each other and everything, and we'll do anything for each other, and it was great. Very, very cool to hear that.
Oh, the first podcast?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was very cool to hear that story between you and her when you first met.
It's, you know, those little rough patches in the beginning. Because truth be told, everybody, I guarantee you, everybody, unless you're a fucking made up fictional character on a soap opera, everybody has those little ups and downs, the little rough patches and the little things. Yeah, that's part of the learning, right? And that's how, like, I knew.
You know what?
I mean, and that's how I knew Amy wouldn't have wanted me to propose to
myself,
her on stage.
Myself, 2 years going on. We're going on 2 years this past Monday.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
And we're still doing it. I mean.
Yeah, you're still learning. Yeah, you're still learning from each other.
You guys are at how many years now?
So I fucked up last time. I said 5. And she very quickly corrected me and said 6. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
No,
I was like,
but,
I like prime numbers, not even numbers. So
I mean, it's nothing done on purpose, but
easy mistake.
But you know what? Exactly.
So you did this proposal on. I mean, like it's probably something that like a Hollywood director would have wanted to shoot a scene around. I'm picturing this secluded island, your private little bungalow with the view of the ocean, and like I just can imagine it's. I mean. To be honest with you, it's almost unfair because how could she say no?
Right, exactly.
I mean,
it was BVI.
Yeah, it was BVI. I'm pretty
sure.
And
we joke about that. I'm like, baby, it was BVI. And we're doing things backwards and this and that. And it's fun. But you know what, dude? It's been great. She has three great. We have three great boys.
Yeah.
You guys have one, right?
So yeah, that's all we're going
to
have.
Concentrate on her.
It's amazing. So all right, not to shift gears
too
harshly, but I want to actually, you know, Cody's here and he's bored as fuck listening to this because he doesn't have any kids that he knows of, but I do want to ask Cody, can you explain to us why you guys don't have females in the band anymore?
So.
We don't have to use names.
To listeners, all three of you out there, we had a female member in the band, and Cody, myself.
Yeah, you.
Me may or may not have enjoyed myself a little company with female members in the band.
So what did that? So okay, so that's kind of like when people like when they sleep with coworkers. Like it's you know they say you don't shit where you eat or whatever. I don't know the saying. But you know it's a generally it's a good practice not to fuck somebody you work with. But you knew that, and a band is work. You're getting paid to play and sing songs.
Agreed.
So you knew the rule, or at least the general guidance, not to fuck somebody you work with. But you said, fuck that, no, I will.
She said, fuck that, no, I will. And I said, I'm a guy, and yes. And so she sat on it first.
Well, we don't have to get disgusting. We don't have to get gross about that. So she forced herself upon you, and anyways, for whatever reason, she took
yeah.
the...
So took me the too. So yeah. me too.
You were the me too.
I was the me too.
I don't know that it works that way.
Me three. Okay, yeah. Me three.
So, all right, so you're the youngest member in this band, and then do you have a girlfriend now, or are you single?
I have a girlfriend currently.
Oh, really? Yeah. How's that working out?
It's okay. It's all right.
What are the expectations?
So far, just me getting famous, I think, is actually the only expectation.
That's your expectation. So that's not what I meant. Okay, so I'll give you some advice here. So you want to set her expectations of you low.
Yeah, they're already way too high.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is also something with like at work, like when you're doing a career advice, you don't want your boss to have too high of expectations of you.
Yeah.
Because then you're working really hard and you're probably not going to make him happy.
Yeah.
So you want to set, some people say low expectations. The proper thing to say is you want to set realistic expectations. So like, babe, I'm going to play this gig this week, and I will try not to make out with another girl. Like, I will try, okay? And that's if fair. If I do, she'll be at least as hot as you or hotter.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
how it works?
Yeah, no, I would get my balls cut off.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're really not single.
It's famous or bust. I think it's actually really is all. It's
so if you got famous, do you think she would let you sign other girls' boobs? Have you ever signed a girl's boobs before?
I have signed a girl's boobs before. Yeah. It was everything it was caught up to be.
Yeah.
They were delightful.
Yeah.
They don't sign very easily.
They don't. I've signed boobs before too. Yeah. It's the experience is funner than
exactly.
Like, motherfucker, I get you plastic glasses. So I didn't want to wash fucking glasses.
I will wash it, sir.
No, you're not going to wash shit. I will. So, listen, guys, we've gone on and on and on about pointless shit. The real crux of this conundrum that I got myself into was, you know, in the last podcast I explained that Amy, she likes to have plans and she doesn't like surprises. Well, you know, I told her, hey, babe, the band's in town, they're playing. She's like, oh, you want to go see them? And I was like, oh, I guess. That sounds like a good idea. I'll go check them out if you're okay with it. And so she's like, yeah, sure. And she goes, just don't drink too much. And, you know, if you have to Uber, you know, we're very careful now. And I'm like, yeah, I probably just won't drink. And,
which you have till now.
What?
You're doing all right. You've done great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
So, he's completely sober tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So I... Yeah, exactly. Don't make it too obvious. So then she said, if you have to take an Uber. And all right, fine. So I did this thing. I texted her and said, hey, we're getting ready to leave pretty soon. And I was expecting her to text me back. And this way I could gauge whether or not she was awake or asleep.
Of course.
And so that's what my measure was. Right, so if she texts me back, she's awake. And then if she doesn't, she's asleep. And the thing is, like, I forgot to ask Bob when he told me you guys were coming. So I was like, well, you know, you guys needed a place to stay. I'm like, well, of course you can stay in my house. But I didn't tell Amy. And I didn't prepare her for that. And so my plan, at least in my head, it was a good plan. It turned out not to be, as you guys know now. I said, let me text Amy and say, hey, I'm on my way home. And she texts me back. She's awake. And I say, oh, by the way, the guys need a place to stay. They're coming over. Is that okay? And I didn't do that because she didn't respond back. I thought she was asleep. So I'm like, all right, well, look, here's my plan. We'll come home. The lights will be off. It's nice and dark. will come in, quiet. Everybody goes to the bathroom, washes their face, scrubs her ass, and then we get to bed. And then in the morning, I can wake her up gently, calmly, rubbing her shoulders. And then I was like, hey, babe, just to let you know, Ernie and Bob and Cody, they spent the night because they didn't have a place to stay last night. I love you. And something like that was my plan. I'll tell her in the morning. Unfortunately, I'm driving up to the house and I can see that every fucking light is on, including the back porch and everything. So I'm like, oh, motherfucker, I think she's awake. So you guys were getting stuff out of the car and I come in the house first. And my biggest concern is my dog will fucking bark. And when she barks, the whole neighborhood wakes up. Right. So I didn't want her to wake up Emma. Again, sleep control. And so, or sleep management. So I said, let me make sure, let me put Indy away. And then, so Indy was out. She wasn't in a bed. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that means Amy's awake. So I walked in and Amy was working on the computer. And I'm like, it was, 1 o'clock in the morning when we got home. And I'm like, oh, babe, you're awake. It's up late. It's late. And she's like, yeah, I'm working on some stuff. She's like, I told you how to work. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember you told me. And then I said, hey, listen, I wanted to tell you, but I thought you were asleep. The guys are here because they didn't have a place to stay tonight, and I forgot. And she goes, are you serious? And it wasn't that she doesn't like, she likes you guys plenty. It's just that she didn't want to be surprised. And she's sitting on the couch pecking away at the keyboard in her pajamas. So she wasn't expecting company. She wasn't, I could tell that she was pissed, and she had that look on her face like she wanted to kill me. That very, very distinguished look. And then she goes, ah, you're just. She smiled. I was like, oh, she's gonna be cool with it. Thank God. And she goes, you're just joking, right?
For the record, we're in Lenny's house currently. Cody, Ernie, and Bob.
We walk in like the band on the street in New Orleans.
And so I told, so I was like,
the band's here.
She's like, so you're joking, right? I'm like, well, why don't you go to bed and then in the morning we'll clear it up. So anyway, so she got upset, and again, she wasn't upset that she's gonna be fucking pissed. And this is on the podcast.
That's gonna be the third podcast is gonna be incredible.
She's gonna see that empty bottle of fucking whiskey in the kitchen, and she's like, this motherfucker's wrong. Kick their shit out of them. So anyways, so she was pissed, and again, it wasn't that she doesn't, it's just that, her mindset was she has to do some work, she's on the keyboard, she's on the computer, she's going to town on doing work, getting stuff done. The woman, I don't understand. She makes a shitload of money. She works so hard. She must work like 50 or 60 hours a week. I'm lucky if I break 30.
Yeah, like 32 tops. 32, for me.
And I'm like, man, I need a nap. So she is very committed to her job. I don't know. It's almost upsetting.
What does she do?
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. Her job is to keep me.
Can
in
you
line.
Can you mansplain it for us? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you mansplain it for us?
Mansplain it into fucking.
So she was working late. Amazing people. Yeah, very amazing. And she was working late, and I was like, I told her, and then she goes, what? And then she thought, I was like, you're just kidding. And I was like, no, they're really here. We're about to walk in. And she's like, Lenny. And then I said, are you mad? And she asked her, are you mad? And she gave me this look. And I'm not sure if the look was like, yes, of course I'm mad. Like that, like, yeah, like that kind of duh. Or if it was more of like, I can't believe you're this stupid not to think I'd be mad. And I'm like, well, I really don't know. So anyway, so I'm gonna eat a shit sandwich tomorrow morning for sure. But anyways,
we knew that was coming. We knew that this was gonna happen. We knew that. I'm pretty sure she knew. If you would have mentioned one little ink weeks ago, guys might be here a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
she knew it was coming. She knew it was coming.
If I had told her, if I had told her yesterday or
but you know what? Today. Yeah, exactly.
But, I was like, and then, like, my plan, at that point, my plan was, well, hopefully she'll be asleep. Like that was my plan. That's my plan for like
it's most plans.
Hopefully
it's
she's asleep.
Most plans.
So Ernie, I'm dying to ask. Okay, so you have a girlfriend and you're married. So let's see. I'm gonna ask Cody this question first, and then I'm gonna ask you this question.
Of course, man.
But when you get home from a gig, let's say your girlfriend, do you guys cohabitate together?
Sometimes.
Oh, you sinner. Okay, so when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're in the mood for a little loving, like, how do you try and get that going? Do you, like, rub her shoulders? Do you squeeze her butt? Do you try and, like, nudge her to wake her up and say you want to get it on? Like, what is your move?
The go-to move when I get home from a gig and she's asleep is the... Is the gentle thigh massage.
The thigh massage? The
thigh massage on the outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of rub my way up, like, sort of, like, up the side.
Yeah.
A little bit of shoulders.
And what is your reaction to this?
Well, that all depends on how awake she gets.
Does it ever
if
work?
It's worked. It has worked.
But you're saying that like
sometimes it doesn't work. It's a 50-50 odds.
It is 50-50?
It's 50-50. A lot of times I'm sleepy and I don't need it after I get done.
Whatever. Okay.
But yeah.
All right. So Ernie.
Yes.
When you're sleeping and you wake up. So when you're sleeping and
wait.
You want to wake up, your wife. And don't worry, the levels are good. I can hear you very well. So you want to wake up your wife to have a little bit of hibbity dibbity time. What's your move? What do you typically do?
If we're already asleep and
you wake up,
I'm in a mood and I want to just wake her up to get in the mood.
What do you do? Do you just wake her up and say, "Babe, you want to bang?"
No. She knows it's all about the butt, and she has an amazing butt, and I rub, and she wakes up. I mean, it's.
And how often does that work?
Whenever we are able to, of course.
What does that mean?
Because sometimes we're tired. We have three boys, man.
Yeah, okay.
We have a lot of things.
Yeah, but when you're tired, you're not rubbing her butt. So when you're rubbing her butt, it's when you want to get it on.
Oh, yeah. She knows.
All right. Area. Break. All right. Cut. All right. Then we're going to come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Action.
I'm not going to put a break there.
Action.
what is this? 1,300 seconds.
So, Cody, what is it that you think that marriage is about, brother?
marriage is about taxes.
Well, you know what? He's not wrong.
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, that's true, but it's not what we're actually aiming about or talking about. So.
No. So, what is the worst fight you've ever gotten into with your girlfriend?
Anyone in a drink?
That is
I'm good, thank you.
I got a solid one right here.
Yeah.
Worst fight is I stormed out of a bar because my girlfriend was country dancing with another guy.
Oh.
And I was shit-faced. And
you didn't like that.
And I didn't like it.
Was he grabbing your butt?
Dancing is an intimate thing. Dancing is an intimate thing.
Yeah, and I said, rub your penis against the stranger.
Yes, yeah. And I thought, okay, well, this is not right. So, I took a few more shots and
So you saw it. You got angry, and you said, you know what? Instead of trying to deal with this problem, I'm going to have a couple more shots of whiskey.
Yes.
To make sure that when I communicate the way I'm feeling, it's from the heart.
Yeah.
That's what you were thinking.
Yeah. That's I figured a few more drinks would give it the real authenticity that it needed. And
how did that work out?
It didn't. It didn't work out great. I ended up. It was with Bob, fellow bandmate.
Yeah.
And I ended up leaving the bar and sitting in the bed of his truck. No one knew where I was, and they thought I went home. And then they got in the truck and started to drive off. And
while you were in the bed,
while I was in the bed, I was like, "Hey, knock knock, I'm here." And that was a big one. That was
a big one. So it's interesting because your girlfriend was dancing with, now who was this guy? Was it a complete stranger?
Complete stranger.
Now that's a little weird. But now I imagine Bob was probably like, "Cody, you gonna let this motherfucker get away with that? Or was he was like, don't worry about it, just let it go?
So the thing about country dancing is girls are taught to never say no, which is like,
I didn't know that.
That's a rule. You're never supposed to say no to a guy who asked you to dance.
What? Who? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a rule.
No, wait. Your wife told you this rule.
I don't have a wife.
Oh, your girlfriend told you this rule.
No.
Future wife.
Hang on. Ernie. If Ernie just got back with more jokes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, Ernie, if you're a girl and a guy asks you to dance, do you have the option to say no? Country dance.
Yeah.
You have the option to say no?
Of course no.
So,
yeah. I don't.
Where did this rule come from?
It's polite to say yes.
So this is part of the rape culture. Like, this is that Me Too thing. Like, I know his hands might be all over you, but really it's kind of rude if you say no. So let him grab you.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Well, I was asking what the biggest fight Cody got into.
The biggest fight was, Ernie was part of this.
Yeah, and it was when
his girlfriend. Okay. Elaborate.
At Big Texas.
Where?
At Big Texas.
All I remember about that place is that Bob had got drunk and he was dancing, and we're all dancing with whoever the hell. He ended up dancing with Letty, my wife, and he was like, dancing. He's like, you know what? You're my favorite out of all of them.
Out of who?
Girlfriends or something like
of all the girls Ernie's ever brought
exactly.
You're the best so far.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, damn it.
How did she take it?
She was like, thank you, I guess, type of thing. Like, I'm here
what
now.
What was the sex like that night?
Good. I don't remember. I don't think we had sex that night. But anyway, what's the play? Sherlock's. It was Sherlock's, basically.
Yeah.
So, Big Texas Country
Sherlock's. Yeah. So that's the night where Cody's girlfriend was dancing, country dancing with another dude.
Yes.
And you were like, fuck this.
There you go. I'm
had sorry. A couple of shots, and you ran out.
I ran out of the
did
bar.
Did you really run out, or did you walk quickly?
No, I ran out of the bar.
So...
To Bob's truck, because I didn't drive.
So when you ran out, were you running like... with your arms flailing in the air, crying, or were you running like a fucking sprint?
Like, I think like sprint, hard pace.
Hard pace? That's what you want to think.
Yeah.
But you were probably like...
Probably.
Hands like flailing. In flames and shit.
Orangutan.
Listen, we've all been...
I'm pretty sure I also threatened the guy's like life.
Oh, so you before did confront him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's kind of interesting.
I'm pretty sure I did that first.
Well, so you know what, though? But the nice thing is your girlfriend knows how much you cared about her and how serious you were if you're willing to kill this guy over her.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a sign of affection.
It is.
A violent one.
A violent one, yeah. It should probably be
unhealthy.
A bigger sign than the affection. But
hopefully you didn't have a gun with you.
No, I don't carry a gun. Not a gun fan.
Probably for that reason.
Yeah, no, yes. Exactly for that reason.
Because there are so many people I would want to use it on right now.
Yes. Self-control is not one of my many great qualities. Abs, great.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Self-control,
liberals are fucking working on that shit, bro. Yeah. It's fucking...
So that was... Was there anything that you've ever done to piss her off? Like, the biggest thing that you've ever done? Call her somebody else's name?
Nah, never done that.
I've never done that either.
Never done that. The biggest fight we got into for just like no good reason is usually just about me like ignoring her.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
How do you ignore her, or what does she get mad about?
She just gets needy. I'll be watching a Spurs game and she'll be like, I haven't seen you in like 16 hours and I need you to pay attention to me. And I'm like...
She says those words? I need you to pay attention to me?
Those are the words. Yeah.
No, she doesn't say that.
She says, I need you to pay attention to me. And I'm like, but...
Hang on.
But the Spurs are on.
Okay, well, that's a good point. But hang on. So she says, I need you to pay attention to me. And then there's a quiet little pause, right? Yes. And the TV's on. Yes. And I'm sure you look at her with a dumb look on your face. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, when she says, I need you to pay attention to me, and then you immediately pay attention to her because of those words
that
she
said. Yeah, I give her, like, a quick massage.
What is she, No. What does she do that she wants attention? Like, is she showing a new shirt or she's got a new haircut? Like, when somebody says, like, when a child needs attention, they don't want a massage. They don't want a bat. No, they want you to look at them, interact, or you want. So what was she doing that necessitated so much attention?
Nothing.
I don't think it needs to be something like that. I don't think it needs to be. It's just something normal, natural. Something natural that she doesn't
have. Ernie, I don't think you know how this fucking thing works. No, man. I know. We're all on the same team here, buddy. Like, we are all on the same team.
We're on the same team, bro, but we're not on the same fucking deal.
None of the ladies that we enjoy company with are listening to this.
Yeah, so exactly. Don't worry.
I'm married. Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. That's the point. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I make my own rules.
Exactly. Yeah, my own lady fucking we take care of. Exactly.
So, hey. It takes half. Yes, ma'am.
Me three.
So, national organization.
That's the movement I want to start. That is the movement I want to start, is the Me Three movement.
So you got bent out of shape because she's like, you're gone 16 hours and I want you to pay attention to me.
Yes.
And you look over and she's not doing anything. She's just like, I'm making a face. And
yeah.
You're like, that's what I'm supposed to. Okay. Yeah. Well, I could see that.
Yeah. Well, with the sports on. The sports and the girlfriends.
But you've always been a sports fan.
Always been a sports fan.
And so she knew that getting in.
Yes.
See, I don't watch a lot of sports. And
my biggest pet peeve, and this is what I've always introduced myself as, is women asking dumb sports questions. That is my number one pet peeve in life, and it happens too often.
But you know what they're doing? They're just trying to protect. It's like, look, so, all right. I'm going to guess that the women that do that are probably, they're probably going to consider themselves not as good looking as you. And so in that situation, it's like when us dudes are like, you know, we're trying to pretend to be interested in whatever the fucking girls are interested in. And we'll be like, hey, so, and we'll ask some stupid, dumb question like, you know, I don't know. I've never done it. But something like that.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're trying to win their attention and affection. So we're going to pretend to be interested in whatever bullshit they're doing. And so we'll come up with some stupid question to ask them. And then in their head, they're like, see, the difference is, in their head, they're like, you know, he's being a dumbass asking a stupid question. But, however, he is showing interest in what I'm doing.
Of course.
Yeah, irrespective of how genuine it is, he is showing interest. Whether it's to get in my pants now or to get in my pants later, he's showing interest.
That's
and
valid.
At that moment, nobody else is showing interest. Right. So it's different for them.
That is true.
And in their head, they want to apply the same thing to you. So they're thinking, she's thinking like, you know, I know sports is your thing. That's a very big part of your life. Hang on. It's a big part of your life, and you know, I want to be a part of that too, and I want to show you that I'm engaged and I can interact, and I want, and so I will try and come up with some questions, and she obviously doesn't have the experience or knowledge, so the questions might seem silly or dumb, but the place where it's coming from is that she's trying to please you.
Yes.
And that's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. I mean, totally recognizable.
And that's saying you shouldn't get mad. I mean, you should fucking get pissed if she's interrupting you. But still, it's from a good place.
It's still fucking dumb. So.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the best question I've ever gotten was, so how did they lose? Well,
yeah,
they lost because they had less points than the other team.
See, in all sports, there's these things called points.
Holy shit, man, dude. What do you mean, these people?
I'm assuming
with that level of, like, intelligence, they must be really hot. Anyways, well, listen, I think we need to wrap it up. It's late as fuck. Ernie, you saw me. Is there anything else you want to get off your chest? You want to get
I want to borrow that.
That bass?
Yeah.
Like, for how long?
A week or two.
You're not going to see me in a week or two.
How about for South by Southwest?
Well, when am I going to get it back? Hang on a second. Guys, thank you so much. Probably not going to hear this because it's way too long and drunk and disorderly. But nonetheless, I want to thank Cody. So thank you. And Ernie.
Thank you.
Ernie, don't be sad. What's wrong? Are you depressed?
I'm sad because, man, it's ending. Anyway, you know what, dude? This is a fucking amazing thing that you're fucking doing.
Great.
Thank you for having us here a part of it. I know it was last minute.
Yeah, last minute.
You weren't planning.
I didn't plan it. I'm not afraid of change.
Yeah. We have a lot of opportunities to continue and do this thing in the future. And it's amazing. So thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Guys, thank you for listening. If you're lucky enough to hear this, that's phenomenal. fucking eating. All right, guys, that's it. We're wrapping up. So long. Thank you.